few days already have passed since we started winter retreat and this guru practice. Maybe it's a good time to talk about Nivarana, hindrances, or Nivon in Thai language. When we start meditation retreat practice, usually mind is, or our being is fresh and keen, clearly motivated. But as time passes, something different starts to manifest on the surface. The hindrances, Nivarana, Nivon. If you live in a monastery, not only in a retreat situation, this is something we become very familiar. Something we cannot bypass. We plan, we wish our practice is to be steady, straightforward, and always rewarding. But as most of us, or all of us know, hindrances appear as challenges. For instance, the inner mitta, or sloth and torpor, sleepiness, drowsiness. At the beginning, it might not be a problem, but once we get more settled in the quietness, or even what we call peacefulness, somehow the mind starts to lose clarity and energy too. Early in the morning, after the breakfast, after the meal, in the evening, depends the person, but we experience just the drowsiness becomes a challenge. Or more significantly, some of us, particularly long-term meditators, I have to say, some of us may become stuck in this place of drowsiness. People do believe they're doing meditation, or quote-unquote good meditation, experiencing something comfortable, nice, even they would use the word peaceful. But if you see, at least from outside, something is not right, obviously more sleeping or something close to that, difficulty and challenge of it is we can't be aware of it ourselves. Sleepiness, tinamita, nivarana, belongs to moha category, delusion. If it's ill will, payapada, or karma, chanda, sense desire, these nivaranas, hindrances, although they are not easy when they come strong, at least they can be recognized as something is not right. We want to try to do something. But deluded moha, difficulty of moha, delusion, is difficult or sometimes even impossible to see it objectively. So that's why even not noticed, that's why nothing is done and left as it is. So this condition of sleepiness. When I was a junior monk at Wat Pho Ma Chat, Lumbo Pasana was the abbot. And the same, possibly same as here, morning meditation, peaceful, cool air, very supportive in one way, but sleepiness was always a challenge to the monks. And the monks are sitting in row, and Lumbo Pasana was sitting towards us as a leader, as a teacher, and they had to see, he had to see every day monks nodding. It is very discouraging for teacher. So Lumbo Pasana arranged one of the senior monks to walk behind us if he noticed any of us is start nodding, showing the sign of drowsiness. He would touch the person, the monk, gently, not like Zen style of using a stick, of course. But we needed a reminder. Rumpo Pasana thought. And what we experienced is the person walked behind. It was very clear. Some people started nodding and very gently touched him or touched them. But then quite often they became upset. Why did you disturb my meditation? I'm just so peaceful. Do not. So it was very clear. It shows us the challenge of tina, mitta, nivarana, sloth and torpor, drowsiness, sleepiness. It's really deluding. That's why not just this retreat, but we meditators can become stuck in this area, possibly for years, and yet believing I am practicing okay. Because we just feel so nice and comfortable. But clarity is totally missing. Buddha has awakened the quality. It's not there. I was also touched by a monk. I didn't argue, but it was an interesting experience when my shoulder was touched by another monk. I was surprised, just like other monks. I didn't feel sleepy then, but that's why the reminder was needed. But then I kind of traced back what was happening then a few seconds, several seconds earlier. So it was not just nice, comfortable feeling, but actually I could see I was following stories and images, but I wasn't aware, and just having experiencing comfortable feelings. But actually, what was happening with my mind was following images or stories. That's why we say dreamy state. In Thai language, this sleepiness, tinamitta, Nivarana is explained as sanya kropngam chit, something like sunya, covering the mind. So, sanya kanda, can be memory, can be images, words, the beginning of a story, that one comes to cover the mind. But because our mind then was not clear, sharp enough, we simply lost in that, and we are following the stories. And somehow, still nice and comfortable, peaceful, quote unquote. This is really, really dangerous because, I repeat again, we cannot notice it ourselves. Moha is not easy. Cope with. So when we sit now or in the morning, after the meal in the afternoon, anytime we feel drowsiness, first we need to understand, we need to establish our intention. This is something we take it easy, take it light, but this is something we need to learn. Particularly when we feel this is nice, I am okay, I am meditating. This is already we are in the middle of the deluded space. So if we know this will happen, and we know, living in a monastery, how many mornings, early mornings, we spend in a drowsy state. Okay, once I start feel sleepy, I try my best. This usually doesn't work, because power of delusion is quite strong. If it's that easy, we do not have this problem. So when we have any problems, any hindrances, we need to go prepare ourselves before the power of the hindrances, power of the difficult situations take over us. So if we know sleepiness is coming certain time of the day, for instance, try not to close our eyes. Because once we close our eyes, we know it's more comfortable, nice, but this is all next door to the drowsiness, falling asleep, or actually already there. And also we know once we start to feel sleepy, okay, I should open my eyes. Doesn't work. You can't sustain even your eyelids open. Lift your eyelids open, becomes almost impossible. That's why even when you feel clear, okay, but we know early in the morning, for instance, is a challenge from the beginning, okay, I do not close my eyes. So that way we need to understand the situation, how tricky it is, and we take action with clear understanding and willingness. Sleepiness, also open eyes helps, also paying attention to the whole posture. And just a counter balance to the mind goes into sleepiness. As I said, sanya kanda covers the mind. So it means mind is weak, and then nice feeling, nice object of breathing, for instance, nice, gentle, even subtle, but mind is not strong enough. So instead of applying attention to something subtle, refined, and narrow area, rather intentionally widening the field of awareness, so to speak. So the body posture, pay attention to the body posture, clear posture, not about or just comfortable, but clarity in the physical posture, and applying attention, awareness, not in a narrowing and tuning to something defined, subtle. No, we give up this and widening the field of awareness. And if necessary, keep the eyes open. So this is one example when we work with hindrances. We need to be patient, but also we need to be wise, because hindrances are not easy. They know the weakness of our mind. It means it deludes us very easily. We can't see them objectively. So we need to work with it patiently. And we need to remember this is something we cannot bypass. So in formal sitting, also the period of the 3 months retreat, hindrances will come. But we would feel discouraged, but we need to remember this is part of path, part of learning. We cannot bypass it. In fact, by learning it, by being with it, we are acquiring the strength in our heart.